harness their divine spark. The alchemists taught the same ideas. Alchemists practiced spiritual alchemy or inner alchemy that through sex magic and other rituals would allow the practitioner to achieve the great work or the magnum opus. When man is able to transcend from the physical body and become divine like the gods, the Gnostics also influenced the Kabbalah, which again taught the same ideas as the Gnostics. The same idea that man through these rituals can become God. The Templars were seen as a Gnostic organization. While they pretended to be the army of the Vatican, in reality, they were practicing alchemy and Gnostic teachings. They pretended to serve Christ while they were trying to become him. The Templars eventually became the Freemasons after they were dismantled by the Roman Catholic Church. The Masons to this day and other Masonic organizations like the OTO or the Order of the Golden Dawn practice the same sex magic rituals and other rituals taught by the Gnostics. All that Freemasonry is about is man becoming God through these Gnostic teachings. In fact, a top-ranking influential Mason, Manly P. Hall, confessed that Masonry was just Gnosticism influenced by the Kabbalah. This was also echoed by another top-degree Mason, Albert Pike. The Gnostic belief system also influenced the New Age movement and the New Age organizations like the Theosophical Society that was created by Helena Blavatsky, a prominent occultist. The infamous occultist Aleister Crowley was influenced by Helena. He himself created many occult religions like the Thelema, which is all about Gnostic sex rituals, with the Thelemites performing a ritual called the Gnostic Mass that was directly influenced by Gnostic teachings. The New Age belief of Christ consciousness comes directly from the Gnostics. The whole idea of the power of manifesting your true will comes from the ideologies of the Gnostics and their beliefs of the divine spark within us, how man can tap into that godly power to manifest your reality. This is why I warn against using manifestation, and I instead encourage you to only go through God's will, not your own. Now that we know that this ancient belief system is what influenced occult groups like the Freemasons, let's prove that this is the very same religion most of Hollywood is a part of. Let's start with Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick has been showing us he's a Gnostic right in the open, just like many other celebrities. Remember, the Gnostics believe they have to become Christ themselves in order to transcend and become enlightened. So they use Christ imagery, but instead of presenting themselves worshiping Christ, they show themselves as Christ. Just like we see from Kendrick Lamar over and over again. Kendrick wore the crown of thorns. He presented himself as Christ in the Last Supper for his music video Humble. He showed himself being carried by a sea of worshipers in the music video for All of the Stars. He called himself the only way to the Father in his song Family Ties when he rapped, "The Elohim, the rebirth. Before you get to the Father, you gotta holla at me first." Kendrick Lamar isn't the only celebrity who has done this either. Kanye West presented himself as Jesus Christ as well. So did the fellow TDE rapper Ab Soul. We see the same blasphemous behavior from Nas, who dressed up as Christ for his Hate Me Now video. We also see the baby showing himself on the cross. Same thing we see from Black Youngsta and Lil Nas X, who showed himself mocking Christ, revealing he's a Gnostic. Jay-Z did the same, depicting himself in the Last Supper like Christ. Madonna also showed herself on the cross and showed herself mocking the Last Supper just like Jay-Z. Interestingly enough, Madonna's a confirmed Kabbalist as well. Same with Demi Lovato, who showed herself on the cross as well. Marilyn Manson is another one too. They all did this because they believe in the Gnostic teachings. They believe Jesus isn't God, but a teacher and a way to become God. Hollywood puts out the same mocking imagery with movies like The Book of Clarence and the TV shows like The First Temptation of Christ or even The Preacher Show. Preacher was one of the most Gnostic shows I have seen, full of blasphemous ideas that are clearly Gnostic in nature. They paint the God of this world as an evil God who imprisoned humanity just like the Gnostics teach. I was very upset with the Preacher show after my brother advised me to expose it. If you guys want to see a full video exposing Preacher, comment Preacher below. Hollywood is pushing this Gnostic belief system to the masses. Through Hollywood, the audience is learning about things like Christ consciousness and manifestation and all the Gnostic New Age beliefs. Celebrities who use Baphomet imagery are also indicating that they are Gnostics and they believe they are God. Baphomet is a representation of the great work in alchemy, and it's also supposed to represent Sophia. Baphomet, rendered in Hebrew and interpreted using the Atbash, becomes Sophia, which is the Greek word for Sophia, meaning wisdom. All of these celebrities using Baphomet imagery are letting us know that they are followers of this Gnostic belief system, where man has to become God through knowledge and wisdom through rituals. celebrities like Oprah and others push this concept of Christ consciousness, which comes directly from the Gnostic beliefs. In this interview, Oprah talks about this Christ consciousness belief, how she believes we have to follow Christ's teachings to become like him.
Believes that there are certainly many more paths to God other than Christianity. I'm a free-thinking Christian who believes in my way, but I don't believe that it's the only way. What I believe is that Jesus came to show us Christ consciousness. Jesus came to show us Christ consciousness.
My question is to you, Oprah, how have you reconciled these spiritual teachings with your Christian beliefs?
I reconciled it because I was able to open my mind about the absolute indescribable hugeness of that which we call God. I took God out of the box because I grew up in the Baptist church and there were, you know, rules and, you know, belief systems and doctrine. And I love this quote that Eckhart has. This is one of my favorite quotes in chapter one, where he says, "Man made God in his own image. The eternal, the infinite, and unnameable was reduced to a mental idol that you had to believe in and worship as my God or our God." Now, I think that's very eloquently put by Eckhart Tolle in chapter one. And, you know, it's been a journey to get to the place where I understand, as I said on the pre-show here, that what I believe is that Jesus came to show us Christ consciousness. That Jesus came us to show us the way of the heart, and that what Jesus was saying, that to show us the higher consciousness that we're all talking about here. Jesus came to say, look, I'm going to live in the body, in the human body, and I'm going to show you how it's done. In my belief, even as a Christian, I don't believe that Jesus came to start Christianity. The new spirituality is that you are your own best authority. As you work to know and love yourself, you discover how to live a more spiritual life. The old is God and the path to worship him have already been defined. All you need to do is follow the directions. The new is being able to listen within your own definition of spirituality. Your deeper longings are your compass on the search. And the old says exactly what Eckhart was saying, that there's only one path. It's the right way and all other ways are wrong. And the new spirituality says that many paths lead to spiritual freedom and peace. You have a rich array of gems from which to draw illumination. The world's religious traditions, mythology, psychology, healing methods, scientific wisdom, your own experience, and that you can begin to string a necklace all your own. Then she lists, you know, they're old and new.
Anymore, because I am a powerful manifester, and I know that, and I know how to do it without physically putting it on a board.
There's 33 vertebrates in your spine. There's 33 years in the life of Jesus
Christ.
Substance that comes from your medulla, which looks like the Ark of the Covenant, has angel's wings around it, the whole thing. Trip down your spine to your sacrum, which is Christ coming down into human form.
Yeah.
And if you don't squander that essence, that sexual essence, it ascends again and goes back up to heaven, which is your thing. It's also the story of Santa Claus. Why he comes down the chimney is because this juice or this substance actually passes what's called the claustrum, which is where they got Santa Claus. Yeah. So it goes down the chimney and back up the chimney.
I have an insane belief in my own ability to manifest things. Insane belief. I think it's ultimately complete sanity. I believe we're creators, and I believe we create with every thought and every word. Is every moment is pregnant with the next moment of your life.
To manifest, whatever it is that you are wanting to manifest, you speak to it as though it's already happened.
And you have to own it, and you have to visualize and manifest it. Everything you do is manifestation.
Literally, I think I manifested this. Like,
I dreamt this so much, so clearly, so precise, and so frequently that it has manifested itself into reality.
Already there, the kingdom of heaven is spread upon the earth, and man sees it not. It's already here. It comes from inside your consciousness. You awaken, you believe it's possible to change, you act like it's going to happen. That's how these things unfold. It's happened again and again.
You're such a manifester, but you also, I think, you convey so well that anybody can be a manifester in their life, right? Like, you...
Yeah. It can manifest. It's going to manifest.
This belief of Christ consciousness comes directly from the Gnostics. Hollywood is being used by the elite occultists to spread this Gnostic belief system. This Gnostic religion will be the religion of the New World Order set by the Masons. This is why I expose Hollywood, because so many people are shaped by it. It's the elite's most powerful weapon. The stars they use to influence us are used to push this Gnostic occult beliefs on you. They want us to worship the serpent like they do. They want us to see Lucifer as the liberator, not the adversary who caused all our problems. I know many of us have been deceived by Hollywood and the music industry. So many people subconsciously adopt these Gnostic beliefs without knowing. If you're one of those people who were tricked by these false teachings, the solution is easy. Simply repent and submit yourself to Jesus Christ and accept him as God, the one God who sacrificed himself on the cross for our eternal salvation. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.